रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 80. इंद्रजीत गोज आउट टू फाइट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Ravana was informed of the death of Makaraksha, and it only added fuel to the fire of his wrath. He ground his teeth and thought for a while what steps he should take next. And at last he dispatched Indrajit to the battlefield. Best and bravest of the Rakshasas, Rama and Lakshmana are endowed with boundless valor and prowess, and it is for you to defeat them. No one can equal you in might, whether you fight face or unseen. Even Indra of matchless valor was forced to flee before you. And what are puny mortals in your sight? Indrajit accepted with humble reverence the task laid upon him by Ravana. He performed the necessary rites and ceremonies over the sacred fire built on the battlefield. Rakshasa ladies hurriedly brought red turbans for the priests to wear. The sacred grass spread around the fire became powerful weapons of attack known as tomaras. The sacred wood offered in the fire were then fashioned of the tree known as vibhitaka. The priests wore garments of dark red. The spoons, cups and ladles were made of black iron. The Rakshasa prince built up the fire according to the rules laid down in the books. He caught hold of a black sheep, cut its throat and poured the blood into the fire as an oblation. Once lit, the fire shone with luster without the slightest touch of smoke, and Indrajit rejoiced thereat, since it promised victory to him that day. The god of fire took mortal shape, like molten gold in hue, and with flames waving gracefully from right to left, received the offerings made. Having thus gladdened the hearts of the lord of fire and the devas, danvas and the rakshasas, Indrajit got into his car and was lost to sight in the sky above. Four horses were yoked to it. A mighty bow and keen arrows adorned its sides. It was made of solid gold. Figures of beasts and moons adorned it. Its flag, encrusted with gold and gems, shone with the luster of fire. Under the wonderful protection of the Astra of Brahma, brilliant as 100 suns, Indrajit was possessed of illimitable strength and prowess, so that his foes dared not draw near. He issued forth from the gates of Lanka and made offerings into the fire to the accompaniment of Rakshasa spells that were dear to the heart of the god Nirithi. He rendered himself invisible and cried, "I slay in battle this day Rama and Lakshmana falsely disguised as hermits, and will lay the trophy of victory at the feet of my father. This day witnesses the extinction of the monkey creation from the face of the earth. The hearts of his majesty and the Rakshasa world will rejoice thereat." He flashed across the field of battle and waxed wroth at the sight of Rama and Lakshmana dealing destruction, as their arrows fell like showers from their bows, bent and drawn to the ear, looking like three-headed serpents. "These are verily the objects of my attack today." He drew his bow to his ear and riddled them with arrowy showers. The princes saw that an invisible one was attacking them from the sky above. They in turn fitted keen arrows to their bows and pronounced spells of wondrous might. They covered the sky above with resistless arrows and hit him thereby, but their force and brightness touched him not. The magic of the Rakshasa spread a cloud of darkness, smoke and mist over the sky and hid the quarters from view. They could perceive nothing, neither his form, nor the twang of his bow, or the rolling of his car. In that utter darkness, his arrows alone fell upon them irresistibly, without let or hindrance. Wonderful boons had he secured through his hard and terrible penance. He was beside himself with wrath, and he pierced Rama in every limb with shafts brilliant as the sun. Like unto a mountainside worn out by streams, the princes were pierced with narichas and in turn sent against him arrows bound with gold. They flew fast across the sky as birds, went clean through him and fell on the earth bathed in his blood. The princes cut down the arrows of the Rakshasa with many a bhalla. They marked the place where these came from and dispatched mighty arrows in that direction. But Indrajit spread himself all over the sky with the speed of thought and ceaselessly hit Rama and Lakshmana with keen arrows, causing them untold pain and trouble. Bristling all over with his arrows, blood streaming down their bodies, they looked like lofty Kimshuka trees in full bloom. No one could make out the form, the bow, the arrows, or the course of the Rakshasa prince. He was like the lord of day hidden under the cloud banks. Monkeys were struck down in hundreds and thousands and slumbered on the earth. Thereat, Lakshmana was clean beside himself with wrath and cried, "Brother mine, allow me to clear the earth of the entire Rakshasa brood in an instant with the Astra of Brahma." But to him replied Raghuvira, "My dear boy, not so. The folly and guilt of one is not reason enough to deal death to the entire Rakshasa race. There are many here who do not fight. Many have taken cover. Many raise their hands and appeal for protection. Many take to their heels, and many are careless of their own safety. To slay them is against the law and justice. Bend your might on the death of this foe alone. Let us send against him magic weapons of utmost speed. This wretched Rakshasa has, by his magic arts, made himself and his car invisible. The Vanara chiefs will not let him escape with life once they see him. My arrows will reach him and destroy him wherever he may be. He may enter the bowels of the earth, he may fly into the skies, he may take refuge in the worlds below or the heavens above. Yet my arrows will consume him and lay him on the battle a miserable corpse." And he thought of the means for bringing about the death of that cruel Rakshasa. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.